The Pocahontas County Board of Education met with the Pocahontas County High School's Local School Improvement Council at that school prior to their regular October 13th meeting. Joe Riley, principal of PCHS, explained the problems he faces, which have so far prevented him from being able to bring the high school students back into their classrooms for 4 days a week. He said that many of the classrooms and labs in the school are not large enough so that a full complement of students are able to maintain the 6-foot social distancing required by the county school reentry plan, and that also includes a particularly bad bottleneck in the cafeteria for lunches, where students cannot wear masks while eating. He said he is looking at using additional spaces and adding additional lunch periods. He asked the board to consider revising their reentry plan requirements to allow 3-foot social distancing while wearing masks, since that could allow him to open the school for 4-day-a-week attendance even sooner. School Superintendent Terrence Beam said that he believed reducing social distancing from 6 feet was an option. Beam said he has been in contact with the governor's coronavirus medical czar, Dr. Clay Marsh, who said that there has been no evidence that the state schools have been super spreaders of the COVID-19. Later during this meeting, the board, citing numerous requests from parents and the need to provide better learning situations, passed a motion to change their school reentry plan to clarify that masks are an acceptable alternative to the 6-foot distancing, except for when students are eating a meal. This motion also clarified that this change will be effective on Monday, October 26. This will enable most students to be back into their classrooms for 4 days a week as of that day, yet allow schools a couple of weeks to solve the meal situation. The board included in its action leaving the option of allowing parents to keep their kids in the 2-day-a-week blended program, or they can choose to put their kids in the fully virtual school program. Look for part 2 of this meeting story where Superintendent Beam clarifies for us the effects of this action. Other topics at this meeting include: the board approved financial reports and matters, they met with PCHS staff members who discussed reentry ideas with the board, they approved a memorandum of understanding with Youth Health Services for that organization to continue to provide emotional and mental health services to the students in the county schools. Additionally, Peggy Stahl of Youth Health Services addressed the board about those services. They approved the addition of 2 combined courses at PCHS. Those are 1, physical education and health, and 2, agriculture, natural resources, and horticulture. The board approved a mutual agreement with the teachers to compensate them for providing additional coverage during their scheduled planning periods. They approved the following Faculty Senate allocations to each school for this school year: Hillsborough Elementary School, $3,789.20. Greenbank Elementary Middle School, $8,705.61. Marlinton Elementary School, $7,140.78. Marlinton Middle School, $5,678.20. Pocahontas County High School, $12,006.21. In addition, the board approved a list of proposed professional and service personnel actions, which can be found with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.